recorded. Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Great to have you company this real chilly, wintry afternoon. Well, it's been like this for the whole week, hasn't it? But I know there's some people that are really happy because there is some snow out there. But for us, where you want to just snuggle up, sit back, relax, and snuggle up, pour yourself a cuppa and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Irene on Two Sugars.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, my, don't play now, baby. Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. So let's go on things straight now, baby. Tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. At the house on you, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. Wishing for you, I'm a lucky nut, lucky nut, lucky nut. Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh. Try to feel what love is through. Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh. Try to feel what love is through.
Say, 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 hey, hey, no, baby. You gon' make me hit you with that lay down, baby. Say, say, hey, hey, now, baby. You know what I need all today, now, baby.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah, but tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. If you're on me, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not. You gotta tell me if you love me or not. Love me or not, love me or not. I'm wishing for you, I'm lucky or not. Lucky or not, lucky or not. For games, are we too grown to play around? Young enough to chase, but old enough to know better.
Are we too grown to change? Are we too grown to mess around? And ooh, and I can't wait forever, baby. Both of us should know better.
Ooh, 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 been wishing for you. Ooh, ooh, try to do what love is doing.
Well, here we are again. Irene, I've just been watching you. So you've got your knee, which is coming. Now you've got your shoulder. What have you done to your shoulder? And is it the same side as your knee?
Yes, it is the same side, but it's got absolutely nothing to do with it. It's just I'm sitting there watching TV and decided I'm being too, you know, pathetic and old. And so I got my 2 kg balls out and started exercising with them. And even 2 minutes, I guess, was too much. I've just strained a muscle in the back there. It's so frustrating. I absolutely hate it. When I used to do 5 kgs, and this is only 2 kgs.
What do you do with them when you're sitting down?
Well, if you're
arms
sitting
out
there
and up.
Watching TV, yeah, arms out and up and reverse them over so that you're working one side of the arms and then the other side of the arms, and then you're working the muscles on the back of your shoulders.
Too much, obviously.
Instead of just sitting there watching TV, you can be doing other things as well.
Well, that's true. Well, and such a good idea as well, especially in this kind of these months where we all get a little bit lazy and just do want to snuggle up.
Hang on, I'm just listening to myself and going, that sounds like a woman who doesn't know how to relax.
Well, that is true as well. You just can't sit there for a time. How's that knee going?
It's doing pretty good. It's doing pretty good. It's really interesting because it goes through its stages, you know. And so last week I was so 100%, man, this is awesome. It's nowhere near as painful as what it used to be, blah, blah, blah. We'll just go back on that a little bit this week because there's other parts obviously healing now and there's different feelings and things going on. It still doesn't feel like it's a part of me, totally.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it's sort of like still numb down the bottom and I feel, you know how when you see people walking with different types of false legs and that, and you often see the legs sort of moving in a funny way? Well, it sort of feels a bit like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. But I will get on top of that. I will get on top of that. But I was just thinking, too, there's one thing I didn't tell you. And I find this really interesting. While I was in the private hospital, I saw a notice when I walked in the door saying duty manager and a person's name. And I sort of looked at it and I thought to myself, oh, that looks just like a bar manager's sign, you know. And, of course, just didn't think anything else. It was so ridiculous it couldn't possibly be. And blow me down, the first night that I'm coherent and up and about and going to be eating dinner, a woman comes in who is the bar manager and asks me if I would like to buy any alcohol.
No.
I'm not kidding. And every night I was there, I was asked if I would like to buy a little, they've obviously got the little, you know, airplane size bottles of wine and beer. And
you're not dreaming this.
I'm not dreaming this, no. No.
Oh, Bayek.
I know.
Really?
I know. And it sort of did my head in because I've always assumed that alcohol was so incredibly bad for you when you're taking a whole pile of painkillers and stuff like that. So I said to her, wouldn't that affect my meds? I mean, I was on Tramadol, one of the heaviest painkillers there are. And she said, no, it's perfectly all right for you to have a glass of wine.
Wow.
And this is in a private hospital. And there was actually a menu, you know, a bar menu of what was available.
Isn't that, oh my gosh, you're right, it's doing my head in as well. It just seems so, those two things don't go together.
I know, but it's there. And the sign that I saw in reception down the bottom with the bar duty manager's name on it is for bar.
Oh my gosh.
So they, one of their nurses, or probably dozens of their nurses, had to go and sit the bar license exam to be able to get a license to be able to sell alcohol. And if you think about that, I mean, back in the days when I had all my restaurants and that cost me $100 per person. So these private hospitals are making enough money to warrant sending their nurses off to be bar managers, to do the bar managers course.
Wow, isn't this interesting? That there must be some logic behind this, you would think. Is it, I'm pulling strings here, but is it just relaxing and helping people feel they're at home or they're comfortable? But then if you don't drink, then you're not feeling at home and comfortable. I wonder, there must be some logic behind this because I'm always, you know, there's always on most of the meds don't drink alcohol with this, but also the whole point of the drinking culture in New Zealand and why half the people, I think, well, not half, I shouldn't say that, but why people end up in hospital to having, gosh, I wonder what the logic is. I might try and find that out. And if any of our listeners, if you're out there, had the same experience, or you know why, or is this okay? Is this not okay?
It doesn't. I have thought and thought and thought and thought about it, and I can find absolutely no reason why you would want to drink alcohol in a hospital after an operation.
Yeah.
I just can't. And I love my glass of wine at night.
Exactly,
so,
yeah.
You know, I just cannot see any reason for it. Anyway, moving on. So the knee is absolutely fantastic. It's coming along nicely, and I'm just so grateful to everybody. The doctor came and had a look at it. I had my meeting with him last week, and he came and looked at it, and I'm sitting up in bed there with it nicely exposed. He comes racing in, looks at it, says, good job, see you in 6 weeks, bye, and out the door. He was literally not even with me for 3 seconds, so it must be good.
Yeah, I've did that with my mum with her hip as well. It was like kind of 3 seconds. Yep, you're all good.
Yeah, so busy. They work so hard and they do such an amazing job. So
I suppose they're looking for particular things, though, aren't they? Yeah. that they know what, you know, if there's something going to be wrong. Yeah, yeah.
So have you got my eggs for me today?
Oops. Oh, no. Irene, I've left them on the bench at home again. And I had to feed all your last eggs to Jeff because, you know, so that they, you know, because, I mean, to me, an old egg is 2 days old. And there they are. Oh, they're sitting there.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what to do with rotten eggs. I guess they must be, I mean, they form all sorts of wonderful gases. There must be something that you can do with rotten eggs.
Well, actually, we do put kind of, and I, you know, it's interesting when you look up how long an egg lasts, like a fresh egg, versus the ones that also get put into the supermarket. I think it's about 4 weeks or something that they're still quite edible.
Yeah.
But we use them to bake the stoat traps. So the stoats go after eggs.
Ah, they love it. They love, even if they're rotten eggs, they still like them.
Well, we leave them in there for a while, and I just, whether it attracts them or not, I'm not sure. But we've just, and I don't know again whether it's been our mild winter. Well, yeah, I say that up to now. But we've seen a few stoats around, and our neighbour saw a stoat the other day with a bird in its mouth. So we've got those traps out again, and we've just re-put them out. And
Is there anything you do with the stoats?
No.
Recycle them anyway?
No? Well, they're so kind of skinny and
scrawny, nothing you can recycle them with.
No, I don't think so. So if I forget them again, maybe the stoats will be lucky getting eggs.
I would rather you got rid of the stoats so we had our birds than you fed me, girl. Oh, that sounds awesome. So what have you been up to all week? Anything exciting?
No, I just work, really. Isn't it funny how some weeks go like that?
Yeah, I had the most interesting conversation with a supermarket guy the other day. It's just so amusing because I'm so Kiwi in so many ways, but I have travelled so much, you know. And I couldn't find any caramel sauce. You used to be able to buy quite a nice brand of caramel sauce if you didn't have time to make any yourself. And in actual fact, I had cooked something for somebody and totally forgotten to make the caramel sauce to go with it, and I'm delivering this and I suddenly went, oh, the caramel sauce. So I raced into the supermarket to try and buy this particular brand. Couldn't find any, so I asked this young supermarket man who was working in there, caramel sauce. He said, what's caramel sauce? I've never heard of caramel sauce. And
I would have thought actually around the world that would actually be
fairly
familiar.
I would have
thought
so too. But this isn't the first time I've come across something funny like this. Like I asked for guacamole one time, never heard of it. They didn't know what guacamole was.
Well, I'd probably say that was probably more, so I'd believe that more so than caramel sauce.
Okay. Mm. But get this, I was in the pie shop and I wanted buttered chicken and a beautiful fresh pies. And this pie shop was an amazing place. And this elderly gentleman behind the counter, and I said, I'd like the buttered chicken, please. And he pulled me out the barbecue pork. And I said, no, not that one. I'd like the buttered chicken, please. And he said, yes. And he said this thing that I couldn't repeat. I don't know what it was. And I said, no, this one. He said, blah, 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 blah. It's not the slightest bit related to buttered chicken, if you could. And he was getting angry with me because I wasn't saying it correctly. So I've just had these funny things happening to me with language recently, and it's all been like my English is the one that's wrong, not the other way around.
Isn't that funny? Talking about pies, we just had the big pie awards, didn't we, the other week?
Oh, did we?
Oh, I'm always into the pie awards. I think I love a good pie, and there's not that many great pies anymore, I don't think. We're lucky up by us, we've got a pie bakery in the middle of nowhere, or I shouldn't say a pie bakery, a bakery that does great pies, and they often win awards. But this year, which I thought was quite interesting, they had a truckie come in as one of the competitors, one of the judges.
Excellent.
So I think he actually won a competition to go in there. But I thought, what better than a truckie to, you know, judge what a pie was? And there's a bakery down in Tauranga, and he's won a lot of awards over the years as well, and he won the Supreme Award. And I thought, oh, I might just pop down and have one of those pies. But it was such crappy weather in the weekend, I didn't. But, yeah, a good pie.
Oh, I love my garlic
butter
awesome
chicken,
pie.
Though.
No, my favourite is lemon mint. You have a lovely lemon mint pie. And I had an interesting one the other day, actually. A steak, plum and blue cheese.
Oh. Yeah,
that was very interesting. Very nice.
Well, I can do the steak and plum together. Blue cheese with steak and plum.
It was yummy.
Yeah.
I'm a blue cheese fan, so.
Well, so am I. Mm. Just trying to put those tastes together. Interesting how we come up with different recipes and stuff, eh? Mm. Yeah. So you need a bit of English elocution lessons, do you,
well,
Irene?
Well, it seems like it. I sort of don't mind. I find it a little bit of a giggle until they start getting mad with me because I'm not saying it the way they want me to say it. And then I'm going, hang on a minute. Something's wrong here.
The sign said butter chicken in English. Well, there you go. I think from... Oh, my gosh, we're going to get the Googles now. Let's just take a break for a moment and let's put on a bit of music.
Do you like getting paid or getting paid attention? Like, you mix the wrong guys with the right intentions. In the same bed, but it still feel long distance. Yeah, yeah. You're looking for a little more consistency. But when you stop looking, you gon' find what's meant to be. And honestly, I'm way too done with them. So I cut off all my X's for your X and O's. I feel my old flings was just preparing me. When I say I want you, say it back, parakeet. Fly your first class through the air, Airbnb. I'm the best you had, you just be comparing me to me. I'ma add this at you. If I put you on my phone and upload it, it'd get maximum views. I came through in the clutch more than lipsticks and phones. Wore your fave cologne just to get you alone.
Don't be afraid to catch feels.
Don't be afraid to catch these feels.
Ride your cup and chase through.
Now, to show you that I don't have any animosity about this, I'll tell you a story about me being in a different country and trying to pronounce things correctly. It's a little bit risque, though, so you
might go for it, eh? Okay. We need it in this kind of, yeah.
It'll warm people up, that's for sure. So I was in Thailand for 2 years, and I used to go into the fabulous markets that they have there and buy my food fresh every morning, just like the Thais do. And I was on a mission to learn Thai, you see. So the people in the market were teaching me Thai, and every day I went in there and learnt a new word. But I had to say the word I'd learnt the day before.
Oh, what a great idea.
I know. It was fabulous. So the whole market, I mean, it was a really big market, and the whole market would look for Irene coming in the door and laugh and joke, and, you know, it was a... So I'd wanted a big bunch of bananas the day before, and so they'd taught me this word for bananas, you see. And as you know, everything in Thai is very tonal. So you can say like, hai ngu, and it means, I'm just making this up because I haven't got a clue what it means, but it means, say, something like apple tree.
Yeah.
And you can go, hai ngu, and it'll mean elephant.
Right.
You know, so you can say exactly the same word and just put the tones different.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
So
yeah.
It is.
Oh, okay.
You have to be extremely careful where you put your tones, because I had this word for bananas, which, once again, I can't remember what it is. Let's say it's puangong. And so I go in and they say, okay, what's your word for yesterday, Irene? And I say puangong, and they all just fell over laughing. Absolutely fell over laughing. They could not talk to me for about 5 minutes. And when I eventually managed to get one of them to give me some idea of what I'd said wrong, because obviously I'd got it wrong, apparently I'd gone in and asked for a big bunch of penises.
Oh, how wonderful.
I know. I thought that was pretty incredible. So that just shows you how, with language, I mean, you can't get mad with anybody, because it can be so difficult trying to learn somebody else's language.
But when you stuff it up like that, I mean, that's hilarious, isn't it? But isn't it so wonderful that they would be, you know, they were able to joke with you,
you know,
and have that laugh with you.
And I mean, it was such a big market. It went sort of round, there were rooms over there and rooms over there, and everybody in every room. It didn't matter. Like, I'd go over there to get my eggs and over there to get my fresh spring garlic onions or whatever. And they would all know, and they'd all be talking to me about what had happened way back at the entranceway. So their thing of communication was just amazing. And I used to have so much fun.
I bet you they probably asked you that word every time, just so they could have a laugh each morning.
Well, they all took, turns at teaching me a new word. And I had to be extremely careful to keep them all on my side. Because, for instance, there'll be four different people who sell chickens. If I just went to the one person who sold chickens and didn't go to any of the others at any particular time, then they would hardly speak to me and turn their backs on me. And you know, the other lady would be all sweet and charming. And so I'd go round each one and buy a little bit for each one to keep them all happy. It's called sucking up.
But isn't that nice? It's also about building those relationships. And you're right, when you are somewhere else, it's like, you know, how can you be part of the community? And by doing that, what an amazing adventure. Just go, we'll probably do a show maybe on your going through the market to see how we got on, and I might test you on some of those words. In saying that, we're not going to go out for a bunch of penises. Only Irene's going to do that, and I hope for our listeners none of you are going to go out there and you're all going to get a bunch of bananas, but that's all we have time for this week. And we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
You know I'm back like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint, another step.
Another step.
Another day, another breath.
Another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
I never slept.
I got a new attitude, and a lease on life is a piece of mind. Seeking a find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride. And I'm straight, I'm on my way. I'm on my way, get up my way. I'm running late, what can I say? I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave, and the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people, or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria, trudging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep up in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
Whoa. I feel glad.
Sugars, brought to you by Delacro Communication. Delacro.co.nz.